Jerry carefully put together her internet website. She wanted to offer her breast milk for sale, but she also wanted to offer the intimacy of a breastfeeding session to customers. She understood that such an offer would have to be very specific in order to screen out those she did not want. Sherry was not a prostitute. She did not want men to order a breastfeeding session and, having received one form of intimate contact, assume they would get other kinds of intimate attention. She enjoyed offering her milk, her closeness, her gentleness, and the warm feeling of peace that came to her and to those who partook of her milk. It was a fine line to try to draw. She decided that she would create a process by which her customers could make an appointment, then be interviewed on the phone to assure that there were no misconceptions, and finally be seen in person, with her friend Terry there to offer protection just in case. Very soon, Sherry was sending out insulated coolers of her milk and making good money. She was pleased that many of her first customers for breastfeeding were mothers who wanted their babies to breastfeed from Sherry. Typically, they could not breastfeed for one reason or another. Sherry offered a health certificate from her doctor to assure the mothers of the safety of her milk. Sherry enjoyed holding the beautiful babies, and even enjoyed having the mothers nearby beaming as they saw the little ones getting the natural nourishment. She developed a regular client base of mothers with babies, and she scheduled their feedings around her pumping her breast milk to fill the mail orders, and the money poured in. Eventually, Sherry got an order from a gentleman who wanted to breastfeed. Sherry explained to him over the phone how the session would go, and the man eagerly agreed. He paid in advance and arrived on time. Terry sat in the room, and the man listened to Sherry once again explain the ground rules. Sherry nodded, and Terry went into the next room, and Sherry took her place on the futon and motioned for the man to come over to her. He was an attractive man of about 45. He was wearing a sports shirt and slacks. He had dark hair with strands of grey at the temples. He was well built and well groomed. Sherry smiled as he laid his head in her lap. She opened her silk robe and released her front opening bra. Her huge breast spilled out inches from the man's smiling face. He gasped at the size and sweet perfumed aroma of Sherry's bountiful bosoms. She reached to hold one of the huge orbs. Pardon me. He reached to hold one of the huge orbs. But Sherry pushed his hands away and handled her breasts herself, offering him a nipple that had already begun to leak milk. The man gently latched his puckered mouth onto the big nipple and began to gently suckle. He moaned with delight as the first drops of sweet mother's milk hit his tongue. He began a rhythm of sucking and swallowing the white nectar. As always happened, an aura of peaceful grace seemed to settle over them as Sherry pushed and squeezed her big breast to work the milk to her nipple. The man's even breathing and gentle suckling brought a feeling of tranquility. After a time, Sherry pulled that breast away and offered the other. The man happily resumed his feeding, and before he knew it, the session was over. He reached into his wallet and drew out more money as a tip. Sherry smiled and initially refused, but he insisted. Sherry glanced down and saw that the man had a very large bulge in his pants. She had a moment of desire to attend to it, but thought better of it. She saw him push the bulge down and adjust his slacks as he left. Sherry sat thinking about the man and his erection. She tried to picture what the large cock would have looked like had she reached out to free it from the trousers. But she didn't want to get involved in that. It was illegal and it felt wrong to her. But as she sat there with those thoughts, Sherry became aware that her pussy was soaking wet. She felt her nipples tingling, not simply from the feeding just completed, but from excitement. Sherry hadn't been very sexual growing up and had never associated her desire to breastfeed, although it was physically as well as spiritually pleasing, with lust or sexual passion. Now she wondered. The next day, she received her second adult breastfeeding client. This time it was a younger man. He was in his mid-twenties, just a bit younger than Sherry. He had blue eyes and wavy blonde hair. When he shyly smiled at Sherry, she noticed his dimples and how lean and strong he seemed. He paid her and Sherry explained what was about to happen. The young man laid across her lap and Sherry exposed her large breasts to his gaze. The young man smiled and said, "This is what I've been dreaming of." Sherry felt a warmth come over her as he took one breast in his hands and brought his mouth to the engorged nipple. Sherry thought to move his hands away and to take control of the session, but she did not move. The young man suckled deeply, moaning as he tasted the sweet milk. He filled his mouth and then gulped it down. He pulled his mouth away slightly and squeezed Sherry's big breast. He opened his mouth wide as tiny streams of milk arced into his mouth and onto his face. His tongue licked up the stray droplets, and again he fastened his mouth onto the big, stiff nipple. Sherry moaned as the man's hands kneaded and worked her giant tit. She could feel the wetness dripping between her legs. He released the big breast and seized the other and attacked it less gently than he had the first, and began more noisily suckling. Sherry looked down and saw that the young man had a hard-on, clearly bulging in his loose-fitting jeans. Her every instinct was to reach out and stroke it. She moved her hand along his lean torso, but stopped at his belt.